talking about children and things, back in the old days, before women used to go to the hospital to have babies, they had a woman sometimes in the neighborhood who would come around and help a woman when she was having a baby. What did they call them?
The midwife.
Okay. Would you say you had raised or brought up or what, six children?
Well, I sometimes think I just brought them up with a hard hand. Because I done the best I could with them.
Well, that sounds like you did a fine job.
Well, I really am proud of my five
that's
kids.
Wonderful.
I've got five living and I really am proud of my
oh, that's right. Lost you them. Lost one in the
yes,
wreck.
Got me in a car wreck.
That's right.
Yeah,
she told me that yesterday.
Our baby born.
That's a.
I just have one son lately.
That's a terrible thing. I got crippled up.
Now that's a tragedy. The cyclone was a disaster, but that was tragedy. That was a real tragedy.
Right. If you were talking to a child who was being naughty, you'd say, "You better look out. You're going to get a
spanking."
Okay.
That's what we used to say. Or get a whipping.
A whipping,
sometimes
okay.
We'd say a whipping and sometimes a spanking.
Well, if a child has features like his father, you'd say that boy what his father?
Favors his father.
Okay. If he doesn't look like him especially, but sort of has,
you know, has
acts like him.
Acts like him, you know.
Mm-hmm. Would you still say favors his father?
He looks like his father.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I reckon it's what you'd say.
Your sister's son would be what relation to you?
That'd be a nephew.
Okay. And a child who doesn't have any parents, whose parents are dead, is called a what?
Orphan.
Okay. And an orphan, until if he's, you know, just a small child, he'll be assigned somebody to look after him. He would call this his what?
Well, foster parents, I guess you'd call
okay.
it.
Okay.
Sometimes they have to sign papers to become foster parents, mm-hmm. and sometimes somebody just looks at
yeah.
you, you know.
Sometimes they call them a guardian or...
Yeah, a guardian or something mm-hmm. like that.
And people who are kin to you, your nephews and nieces and people like that, you'd all of your, and along with everybody else, you'd say they're all mine.
Relatives.
Okay. And somebody who is not related to you, they might say, well, are you all related? And you say, no, he is. Would you say no kin or no relation?
Just a friend.
Yeah, but if you were talking about kin, would you say he's not any kin or not any relation?
Yeah. Say he's not any kin,
okay.
I reckon. I guess that'd be the proper word.
Okay. If someone comes into town and no one has ever seen him before, you know, and nobody in town knows him, he's a what?
Stranger.
Okay. Would it matter if he came from another country? Would he be still a stranger or would he be a foreigner then?
He'd be called a foreigner in that sense of the word, I imagine.
Okay. Sometimes when a person gets ready to make a speech, the first thing he says is, ladies and?
Gentlemen.
Okay. Now, two sisters in the Bible who were the sisters of Lazarus.
Mary and Martha.
Okay. And a nickname for William, something you might call a little boy whose name was William. Same thing as a male goat.
Call him Bill.
Okay, Billy. Billy, okay.
Billy.
And the first book of the New Testament is what?
Let's see.
It's not Mark, Luke, or John.
It's Matthew.
Okay.
Matthew's first chapter.